Episode 269.
David and Joe and I, as technicians, see that same mantra as an everyday event in our shops, because every day is a learning day, and this trade will humble you. Just when you thought you know everything or whatever, you don't, and you're going to constantly learn. And we recognize that, and we're trying to share that knowledge of recognizing that you need to educate with our fellow automotive brothers, and we just hope that comes along.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, aftermarketers from North America and around the world. Welcome, Carm Capriotto here with episode 269 and a behind-the-scenes discussion with the ASA Pennsylvania Super Saturday leaders. It was a fun interview, and talk about name-dropping? Wait till you hear. With me are Joe Rakowski, Joe Tranciatella, and Dave Wagner, who were the maestros of this training event. I want to thank Federal Mogul Motor Parts. They're the reason you enjoy these great aftermarket interviews. Now, when you need innovation and quality, you need Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Anco, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more, they're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Hey, welcome new Facebook friends, Chris Farley, Jeffrey Silverman, and Michael Broccolo. And to my new LinkedIn connections, Bill Washburn and Brian Codoluto. Thanks so much for your connections. For all my social links, go to remarkableresults.biz/social and climb on board. And listening is so easy when you use the Remarkable Results Radio listening app. I hope you enjoy the cool features it has. If you need to get it for your smartphone or tablet, just go to your app store and search for Remarkable Results Radio and install it. You won't be disappointed. If you use Apple iOS, be sure to check for an update. And so the story goes. I get an invite from ASAPA to come down to their Super Saturday event. When I saw the lineup, I thought I needed to meet the team that put this thing together. So with studio packed up, I made the trek to the Philadelphia area. Wow, was I in for a surprise. I not only hung out with many podcast alumni, I met so many new friends, and I got a firsthand look at this training event. I asked the event chairman and co-chairs to sit with me and share their passion for bringing this level of training to this part of the East Coast. Their model was Jay Trulia's big event in New York, which we've been there and done interviews on, and, of course, Vision in Kansas City. They loved these two venues and respect how much work it takes to bring quality training to our industry's technicians and shop owners. Yes, this was a combination of tech and business training. The show notes are at remarkableresults.biz/E269. Now there, find the talking points and links to podcasts from the trainers and others who were mentioned or who attended that I've had the privilege to interview. There are over 12 links to other interviews just for you. Now meet Joe Rakowski, the event chairman, and Dave Wagner, co-chair both of Savage Automotive, and Joe Tranciatella, co-chair from Joe's and Sons Auto Repair. As I said, our discussion drops a lot of names that I'm sure you know. Joe and Dave were so warm and welcoming to everyone who attended. Great food, great venue, and great training. Now enjoy a fun and inclusive talk on the ASA Pennsylvania Super Saturday training event. I am so pleased to be here at the ASAPA Super Saturday event. It's taking place here in October. And I have with me the show chair and the two co-chairs, Joe Orkowski, show chair. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, Carm?
Dave Wagner, co-chair. Dave.
How you doing tonight?
And Joe Tranciatella.
Thanks for having us, Carm.
Thanks for inviting me down. You said, listen, you know what G. Trulia does up at the big event? Well, yes. We're doing the same thing. And I go, well, if it's good for G, I can go there, I'll come down here. So I'm so glad I did. You're at the Automotive Training Center. Yep. A 71,000 square foot facility. Who would have ever thought?
We did.
So for your first time, what a fabulous event. And when I think about the trainers that you've had here, and I've interviewed half of them, I mean, there are so many friends of mine here that I've either met through the industry or have interviewed. And now you guys are inside and on the podcast. So what was it, Joe? When was the day that you sat down with your team and said, oh my God, we have to do this in ASAPA?
We were on the way home from the big event. We're in a Suburban for 3 hours, and we just kept talking about it. We've talked about it in the past, but we've never really sat down for 3 hours straight and started figuring out what we would do, how we would do it, who we would bring.
So wait a minute, you were all three in the van together?
Yes.
Okay, who's taking notes?
I think mentally David and Joe were, because I was driving. It was really cool. And I said to the guys, I said, I know we can do what G does. Maybe not as big the first time out, but we can definitely give it an A for effort. And we should. We should give it a shot. So Joe Rakowski is huge in the training. He loves to train. He is a huge advocate of pushing the industry forward. David is a wizard with diagnostics. He loves the equipment, the tooling, the technology, the how-tos. He plays with the tools like he takes them home and he'll sleep with the damn tool. He's really, really into it. And we're just a great mix of guys that we have a common goal. We have common likenesses. We love what we do. We're in the industry for the right reasons. It's not all about the dollar bill at the end of the day, although it costs us plenty to be in the business, but we actually care about the business. We want to see to go forward. And we felt that if we could bring this energy and this quality of technology to our local area, let's do it.
This area has not seen the caliber of trainers that we have brought here today in ages.
Yes. That was my in why. Ages. Why did you do this? Because you knew that this region,
yes.
How far have people come?
We have people here from 13 states and Montreal.
So here's the deal, Carmel. We're driving home. We're saying to each other, I don't want to just make it an auto repair class or a diagnostic class. Let's open that bridge up even further. So that's when we included management classes. We included transmission guys because we had just come out of Wayne's class, and he blew us away with explaining how a CVT works. I was impressed. David and I sat next to each other like, Joe, can you believe how he does that? Dave, did you see that? And we were blown away. And then we wanted to bring iCar in. We wanted to bring the collision guys in.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, because they're like the redheaded stepchild of the trade. And they shouldn't be, because we need to work together. We need to work hand in hand.
You're absolutely right.
We need them. Yes, and it's so important.
To get back to the caliber of the trainers that are here, this area, we wanted to blow people away with the energy of Jeremy O'Neill, with the energy of Eric Ziegler, with Barry Barrett, with Wayne. And we wanted them to feel like we feel when we leave TST, when we leave Vision. When you're leaving somewhere and your head is hurting from the amount of information you were just given, unbelievable.
Your head is hurting.
Yes.
I love that. Hey, by the way, You dropped four fabulous names. They've all been on the podcast. So I promise to our listeners that when you go to the show notes page for this episode, any names that have been dropped that have an episode like Mr. Wagner, we will absolutely put the link. So if somebody says, oh, the energy of Barry Barrett, we'll allow them to click and see all of Barry's episodes. So that's really cool. So the why was you needed to bring some really good regional training here. And have you ever been to Vision?
Absolutely.
All right, so you've been to Vision. So you know how hard Sherry Hamilton works. Do you respect how hard she works now?
I have a whole entire another level of respect for her after what we went through to put this, compared to hers, minor show on that she does.
Well, you're right. It is a tiny little demonstration of what Sherry does in Kansas City. But I tell you, you guys are on your way because no doubt this area needed this.
The feedback we're getting just at break times and at lunches from the attendees and the vendors, everybody is ecstatic about it. And that's what we wanted. We want this event to be able to grow. We want this event to continue. And every year we want to bring the same energy.
Like at a wedding, guys, you know, what do people remember? The music and the food?
Yes.
It was good food, by the way.
Isn't it though? Come on, man. You put an Italian guy in charge of the food. Come on now. I'm not going to drop the ball, brother.
I know. So, yeah. So, I guess if the guys walk away, they got all kinds of great training and ate some great food.
Yes.
Boy, what else could they expect?
Well, you know, you should talk to Dave about the training because Dave and I had, we were in an Eric Ziegler class at Vision in 2017. And poor Eric, we sat right in the front row. And don't you know, John Thornton comes in at break. And I was trying to say hi to John. Well, Eric cuts in front of me and I put a shoulder into him. And I thought I was going to knock him on the ground. I'm like, oh, man.
But you still had him here, huh?
So I said, Dave, will you please call Eric? And Dave loves Eric, and we do well.
His arm was out of the sling, and the shoulder healed by the time we got him here.
But he was super gracious. And as I said, Dave made the contact with Eric because Joe and I were like, Dave, this is your time, man. Reach out to Eric. He's got great energy. He's a blast to listen to, and he's awesome. His knowledge is amazing, and his stories are awesome.
I've had Eric Akin on the show, and it is a real special episode to listen to. It's not just all about Eric and his training and his knowledge. It's a really heartwarming episode. I won't give you any other information, but go to the website, Eric Ziegler. Look at that. So what was your role here? I mean, he got the food. He got the trainers. What did you do, Dave?
I didn't get the trainers. Dave took care of the trainers. I took care of the vendors and attendees.
Okay, well, good. You all split it up.
Absolutely.
You had some really great trainers here, Dave.
Honestly, I have a passion for it. You know, I mean, I never did, I guess, until I'd say the first TST event we went to, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when John Thornton and Dave DeCourcy was on. Yeah, like Joe said, man, we got home from that weekend, and our heads hurt, you know, and that was just awesome. You know, and a couple of weeks later, we were out at, or I guess the following year, we went to Vision, and this was, I guess, 4 years ago, and we said, dude, we got to get something like this on the East Coast.
I'm talking with Mike Zralik, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Mike, are you an extension of the technical support center we all know as Garage Guru?
Most definitely. You know, I spend a lot of time there. I'm involved in all the classes that go on there. I actually host classes there, such as our ASC test prep courses. So very much so an extension of that.
Mike, you're in the shop. So what's the greatest outcome that you see from the techs and service advisors that you're spending time with?
Not only are they learning about great product, but we get to talk shop. So, like, you know, I was in a shop earlier today, and we were talking about some electrical diagnosis he was doing, and he was actually having a problem finding some schematics, and we were able to work with that and talk back and forth. So I was able to get educated on a problem he's having in the field, you know, where I can share that with others, and I can share other ideas from other people with him.
Do you actually put product in the hands of the technicians?
You have to. That's, you know, in this industry, a lot of guys are like myself. You got to touch it, feel it, play with it. You know, just telling them about features and benefits isn't going to sell it. You put it in their hands, that's going to sell it hands down.
So you take the new Wagner OEX brake pad and you put it in someone's hands. What happens?
First thing they do is say, wow. You know, and then they start asking questions about the unique design of it, the unique shape, and the purpose of that. You know, and they're very blown away by the technology that we put into it. They're amazed by it, and they're loving it.
Eyes light up, aha moments.
You bet. You bet. And why is it taking so long to get this out in the market?
And I need them, and I want it right now.
Exactly.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. So how do you stop and really think about what needs to be trained? I mean, you obviously have two couple of tracks here, right? You've got the business management, you've got the tech side, you've got iCar here, you've got Wayne here for trannies. But when you were thinking about who you could pick and choose, how did you go about figuring out what the guys needed to hear? Well, first of all, if it was their first time in a long time, whatever you would put up on the agenda would work. But I have to say, you've got some of the best in the industry.
And we know that.
That was the plan. That's the plan. We wanted. We wanted energy. We wanted some of the best. We wanted our attendees to walk away and say, I have to be back next year. If this is what they're going to bring, I have to be back.
But we also didn't want to scare them away either with diagnostic stuff that would just totally scare them out of the business.
Well, yeah, you're right. Well, advanced stuff is to come.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We'll work on that.
We really wanted to make people hungry for more. Yes. You know, and I think with what we have here, I don't see any reason why anybody wouldn't want to come back.
So yet. You're here in an educational institution.
Yes.
A beautiful. Oh, I'm telling you guys, when I walked in and I looked at, and I had to get on the website and find out it was 71,000 square feet because, you know, I haven't even seen the whole collision part of it yet.
You will next year.
I know, because you already told me. We got plans for that. And when I think about the venue, it lends itself to what you're doing. Already great design classrooms with all the, you know, the AV stuff already prepared. Beautiful centerpiece for the vendors in your center stage. What are people saying to you coming up? I mean, I'm sure there's ideas that you're already formulating, but what are they? Give me an idea. What are they saying?
They're letting us know how much better it was than last year's event. They're letting us know that for this area, it's the best event and venue that they've been at. They're blown away. They really are. And that's from a vendor standpoint, from an attendee standpoint. We've talked to a couple of the instructors at lunchtime, but we'll get feedback from them after the fact.
Is there a feedback from every trainer? Do they have to fill out a form?
We're going to send out emails for everybody to fill out and get back to us.
And if they don't fill them out, we'll just send Joe out to go see them.
Joe's uncle from Detroit. Right, I got it.
Corin, our philosophy when we sat down together, by the way, we sat down and had breakfast for 28 weeks in a row at 5:30 in the morning for 28 straight weeks.
I was there at 5. You guys were 5:30.
Okay, so Joe's a prima donna.
And I was more like 5:31.
Dave was late, I was on time. Never mind. Anyway, for 28 weeks in a row, we met for breakfast.
I see how well you get along.
I love these guys. These are my brothers. And we had breakfast for 28 weeks from 5:30 to about 7:30. And we churned ideas. When we left Vision in 2017, Barry Barrett was walking past David and I. It was, wasn't it Saturday? It was Saturday night, right? So we grabbed Barry, and I think he was with his wife, and we had seen him in 2016. He was our keynote speaker, and he was awesome. And I said to Dave, I said, if we can get Barry to Philadelphia or to Pennsylvania and do one of our management classes, he was dynamic, great energy, super knowledgeable guy, has a passion for what he does. I said, that'd just be awesome. I said, guys would be blown away by the quality of his knowledge and what he's going to give you. We wanted to learn on Saturday and apply on Monday, and I think we succeeded with that. But Barry was one of the first guys we spoke to, and he was on board. He goes, you guys get me to Philadelphia, I'll do the class. So we worked out all the details. I reached out to him, and he was like, hell yeah, Joe, I'll be there.
And when we would leave Vision, we would be on a plane with 35, 40 other people from Pennsylvania, most of which were the ASAPA board. And we would tell them, listen, why do we have to travel 1,500 miles for this kind of training? We need it here in Pennsylvania. Well, when you complain enough, you get given the job. And they're like, fine, well.
I got it.
You guys figure it out.
All right, go ahead. Do it. Would it prevent you from going to Vision?
Hell no. That was great. No, that's an awesome.
It's still a premier
event.
Oh,
my goodness, yeah.
Here's part of the reason it would not prevent us. We didn't get to take one class today.
You would go to Vision to relax and learn. Relax and learn, not work as hard as you guys did. I mean, you guys have been running around. I see the sweat on your brow. I mean, obviously, you're still sweating the details. This goes on until 6 o'clock yet tonight. It's a long, big day.
Yeah, somebody's got to come in and put all the chairs back.
Man.
I
forgot about the worker bees, huh?
Yeah,
you just don't hire that service? That they just come in and they...
Next year.
We have a service, but they're not going to do that work. Yeah.
Where's the board when you need them?
Oh, they left.
So give me an idea of what would be some great ideas for next year. And I know this is, you got to be in committee and you got to talk about it, but any one thing that stands out that you would do different?
The PA system.
Yeah, it was the learning situation. I think because the size of the venue is so big, we don't get any bounce back off the walls. It just gets sucked into the whole ceiling and floor and whatnot. There's no bounce on that, you know? So if we put two more speakers midway down, raise them up, I think it'll work great.
There's also a lot of little things that would make everything just flow so much smoother. When we got here yesterday to set up the vendors, I had no idea that 6 of them would be waiting. And when we got here, there was not one table set up for them. And you want to talk about some sweat on the brow? We were hustling to try and get them tables so they could set up, and then we had to fine-tune everything.
It's a beautiful thing to have those issues that you can literally plan logistically next year, and it just gets easier. I mean, yeah, you're right. How do you plan on those little details?
Well, you know, if you don't get beat up, you don't realize what you need to fix. If it's perfect, then nothing's perfect.
So tell the listeners about your shop, Joe.
We We have a small three-bay shop in Northeast Philadelphia. We're a little bit different than everybody else. We still do basic maintenance inspections, tires, brakes. We also do, we're one of 50 people in the country that are affiliated with the hybrid shop. We rebuild hybrid batteries. We fix hybrid cars. We do work for 35 other shops, electrical work and computer work that they can't fix. They drop it off to us. We do a lot of programming work. We've carved out a niche for ourselves with certain things. 3 years ago, I went out and bought a 1234YF AC machine, one of the first ones around to have it, and sent flyers to all the body shops around. All the body shops around started sending us the work, and they won't buy the machines. Progressive shops will go out, train, buy equipment, have their guys go to training, encourage it, and that's what makes us busy.
Do you see the industry moving in that direction where somebody in the area is going to spend some big bucks on one piece of equipment and somebody will do another and you guys will work together?
There's a couple of shops around me where we've had that discussion where there would be big ticket items that we would go halvesies on and share. It's never come to fruition.
Why do you think that no one pulled the trigger on it yet? I mean, there's no secrets in this business. I get it. But is it, when I need it, I want it here, and who knows if it's on loan?
I'm not sure. I mean, when we need something, when Dave tells me, hey, this is something that we should look into, we get it. We buy the tool. We have it. We don't want to borrow from people. We don't want to rely on anybody. Because the way David takes care of tools, it's going to be different the way someone else takes care of
them. So how'd you get wrangled into this, Dave?
I'll tell you what. If you were in that Suburban for a 3-hour ride home from New York, you'd be in the middle of this too.
Got it. I understand. Beautiful. So yeah,
the energy was just incredible.
You couldn't say no. You were all in. You were signed on.
Well, I think I want it just as much as these guys do, you know?
Tell us, give us a minute on your background.
I went to a Votech school during high school, and really young, I started working for my uncle, really young. Got into a dealership 2003. Joe and his father asked me to, you know, leave the dealership, come work for them at an independent shop. I was pretty nervous about it, you know. I mean, all I knew at that point was GMs, but Joe's dad actually had a passion for training and diagnostics also. And, you know, he taught me quite a few things on Saturdays when I went down there, and I just realized that these cars are nothing but nuts and bolts, you know, they're all the same. And, so I made the leap, got into the aftermarket, and never looked back, you know. And honestly, like, we kept going to little training events, you know, like little parts house trainers, stuff like that. And the funny thing is, we joke about it all the time. We had this knucklehead kid that was kind of a screw up, kept coming up and saying, listen, guys, Jim Morton's doing this training class, you know, you guys got to go to him. We're like, we don't know no Jim Morton, you know, you're a knucklehead. What are you talking about? You know, finally, we're like, let's go check this damn class out, you know. So we go, we sit in a class, mind blown. You know, Jim Morton blew us away. Couldn't believe the things you could do with common diagnostic equipment. And from there, I think 6 months later, we're sitting on Vision, you know. And
the path that it put us down and put the shop on is unbelievable where we're at today because of a kid that worked down the street that knew the work we were doing. And he said, this guy can teach you a lot. I'm telling you, you have to go to see his class. You guys need it. It was 2 months we kept blowing that kid off. And like David says, it was mind-blowing when we sat through Jim's first class.
I've been chasing Jim Morton for an interview for a long time. And today, a couple of hours ago, I got it. And it was a very unbelievable interview. I'll let his own episode speak for himself. But thanks for dropping his name. It's a great opportunity to mention Jim's episode. Joe Trancitella, tell us about your business.
Well, my dad opened the doors in 1969.
Are you second gen?
I am.
Okay.
We've been running a business. We're 48 years running. Yeah, working for your dad was, Joe will know, it's a...
I've been there, by the way. You're called SOBs, son of boss.
Yeah.
Son of boss, yes.
It's been great. I mean, I went to Drexel, got a degree in mechanical engineering, and my dad always says, learn how to design these things. Don't worry about fixing them. Learn how to design them. Well, I always had a passion for mechanical things. I love the way engines work and how they operate. It just always fascinated me how small block Chevy runs or a Pontiac V8, how rears work and transmissions work. I just love it. To this day, I still love it. And I did. I learned the engineering field. And my dad was a great teacher. He was not a formally educated man, but he had great basic knowledge. And one thing, sometimes he could be so short with me, but when I asked him a question about a car or how a distributor worked, he was great in explaining to me how things worked. And I always thought he would have been a great teacher, but he didn't pursue any of that. But he was always good to me, and he taught me a lot of basic things. So I never went to a formal automotive training school. I've learned a lot on my own. I learned it through my dad. And now I've gone to a ton of classes. Like, I've been to Vision twice, and I could probably wallpaper one of these walls with all the different clinics and whatnot that I've been to over the years, for over 30-plus years. And being ASC certified and whatnot, I do really love what we do and what I do. And so it's been a lifetime. I've been doing it since I was 9 years old. I'm 57 now, I guess. So anyway, it's been quite a long time, and we're still plugging away. The shop in Philadelphia is 48 years running. I just bought another place in Perkasie. I've been up there for like 11 weeks. And
well, hey, look, at this episode obviously is going to be out, and it's going to be evergreen and on demand, so anyone's going to be able to listen to it anytime. And so as you get closer to next year, you'll probably say to people, hey, go listen to us talk about, you know, Super Saturday and get engaged. You need to sign up and come. So what would you be telling people as to why they need to come here next year?
Again, the energy, the caliber of trainers, what we're going to have those trainers bring to the table, they can't miss. They cannot miss it. You're either going to training, being a progressive shop, or you're getting left behind.
Education's a lifelong commitment.
There's a banner we hung in the shop. Education is never finished.
Education is forever. When I read that, I saw the word forever, and you're right. How many shop owners and technicians today truly believe? You know, G. Trulia says, "If you don't educate, you evaporate."
The truth.
It is the truth. But how many are stuck in a bad spot?
I'm gonna say 80 to 90%.
Wow.
When we go to the training events, we've spoken about Vision, TST, it's the usual suspects. We see people that we see in Kansas City. We see them in New York. We've seen them here today in Pennsylvania. There's a certain person that wants and needs the training.
Can shops that don't get the kind of training that these events are putting on, are they going to struggle, go away, fold? What's the prognosis here?
All of the above. Struggle comes first, and then the realization of the industry's passed them by. The catch-up is the education, the money on equipment, the training, and they may just pack it in.
Sometimes you need to learn the hard way, which would be maybe on your own car. So that may be a good thing or a bad thing, but it may be less complicated because it's your own car. If you mess it up, it's easier to fix, or you can always get help. But when you have to fix someone else's car and you're going to charge that person the right price, the correct price that you should charge them, and you do it incorrectly because you don't have the knowledge or the equipment or the ability, that's bad. And this industry is a very humbling industry. It changes all the time. And if you don't stay up to speed or maybe click behind, you're going to lose. I was in a class taught by Gene Winfield. He's a 90-year-old automotive fabricator. He's been building cars and hot rods since 1946. His claim to fame is the Fate paint job. But what Gene will say to you is, every day is a school day. He has a t-shirt made that every day is a school day. This gentleman is 90 years old. He learns every day. And that's just on the collision side and the fabrication side. David and Joe and I, as technicians, see that same mantra as an everyday event in our shops, because every day is a learning day, and this trade will humble you. Just when you thought you know everything or whatever, you don't, and you're going to constantly learn. And we recognize that, and we're trying to share that knowledge of recognizing that you need to educate with our fellow automotive brothers, and we just hope that comes along.
God, I love that. My fellow automotive brothers. That is, it's never been said on the show before, but that really is sincere.
The names we spoke of earlier, all of those instructors, the way they've touched the industry, the way they've helped progress the industry is unbelievable. They're just trying to make it better. The people that we spoke of, the 80% that do not come to these classes, they're the ones giving it a bad stigma. They're the ones that are hurting our industry changing parts, doing things wrong. And then we all get grouped into that. And it's not the case.
That is a huge issue. Our image that's being pulled down by, unfortunately, a majority maybe today.
Yeah, I mean, we're not grease monkeys like the 50s stigma of auto repair.
But look at where we are. We're in this incredible educational institute. The whole aura of this place is about learning. You guys, I'm telling you, you couldn't pick a better place to come into that says, I'm going to go in, I'm going to learn something today. Wait a minute. I'm really going to learn something today because of this facility. I don't think there's a facility. Listen, you guys got a slam dunk on the facility. It's like that's the AAA rating. Don't have a problem there. So who would you say, David, would you tell somebody that they need to get here next year?
I would say anybody that's not 100% confident in their work every day. You know, I mean, if you can't jump on a car and confidently say, yeah, it needs this part will fix the car, you know.
So you're saying if you're going for too many silver bullets, you may need to come to training.
I mean, if you're going to your service manager or owner or service advisor and saying, listen, boss, I think this is going to fix the car, you need to be here. How do you expect your service advisor to confidently sell something when you can't confidently sell it to your service advisor? You know,
everyone needs to work smarter, not harder.
I have a favorite quote, perpetual student. It's something I need to learn something every day. If not, I can't put my head on the pillow. And that's what you guys are doing here in our training.
It's a neat idea you got there, Corn. I like that.
Boy, okay. So what a blast. Joe Tranchitello, co-chair, Joe Rakowski, show chair, and Dave Wagner, co-chair of ASAPA Super Saturday. Thanks for inviting me down, and thanks for spending a few minutes with me.
Thanks for
being here, Corn.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe Rakowski, Joe Tranchitello, and Dave Wagner for stopping by my classroom turned podcast studio at the ASA Pennsylvania Super Saturday training event. I love your passion for the industry and how much you value the incredibly important role continuing education will play in the future of our beloved aftermarket. Find the episode's talking points with Joe, and Dave at remarkableresults.biz/E269. Hey, don't forget to tune into the Town Hall Academy live webcast each Friday at 12 noon Eastern. To get your links and participate on this unique industry first, go to remarkableresults.biz/live. Hey, thank you for listening, and I'm so excited about Apex 2017. Now, I'll be in studio in the Sands Expo lobby. Please look me up. I'll also be moderating a service professional summit on emerging tech. How will the aftermarket prepare? I'll find details at remarkableresults.biz/apex. That's A-A-P-E-X. Hey, never forget, you're an important reason I bring you these interviews so you can profit from the answers found in each episode.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.